Hi there, everybody. Welcome back to the podcast. This is Pastor AJ, and I want to say I hope that you and your family are continuing to be safe and stay sane, and that God is providing everything that you need as we walk through this challenging season. Today, what we're going to do is we're going to start a new series for the summer. Over the next few weeks on the podcast, we're going to walk through a list that Paul gives in Galatians chapter 5 that you may be familiar with. This is a passage that's referred to as the fruit of the Spirit. And in this passage, Paul is contrasting a life that's lived according to the flesh, or that old sinful part of ourselves. And instead, he's comparing that to what life is supposed to be like when we walk in step with the Holy Spirit. As we draw near to God, one of the things that he is doing is he's working in our hearts to change that sinful part of ourselves and make us more like Jesus. And so in this passage, Paul's listing a bunch of virtues that God wants to grow within us, ways that our personalities and our responses can be changed by the Spirit so that we become more and more like Jesus. Now, there's a couple of reasons for looking to this passage this summer. One is just that because it's summertime, many of us are already thinking about living, growing things. This image of bearing fruit feels relevant at a time when I know many of you are planting flowers or gardens and already have this sort of thing at the top of your mind. But most importantly, we're looking at this passage because over the summer, we expect to continue dealing with all sorts of difficult things in our country. And on an individual level, we are all trying to make different choices about how to respond to the pandemic and everything that has spun out of that. And so for many of us, there is the possibility of tension or difference when we think about our workplaces or our family relationships, perhaps even in your marriage, as you think about what it looks like to, quote unquote, reopen your personal life along with the economy. And so many of us are wrestling with what we are or are not comfortable doing. Will we come to church when we have public services? Are we willing to have people in our houses? Do we need to wear masks in different settings? And as you can imagine, we don't all agree about how best to do those things. And so rather than focusing on trying to convince people to see things our way, I want to challenge us to be focused primarily this summer about how we are responding to others. When you and I are in these conversations, when we're negotiating, when we're trying to figure out what is best, what is our response? Are we speaking and acting in a way that honors God and represents Christ? Are we responding the way Jesus would, as best as we understand it? And so this is a summer and really a time in our country's history where our character is being challenged, where we are being faced with all kinds of pressures and all kinds of potential for conflict. And I think it's a really important time for us to draw near to God personally, to allow God to continue molding us and empowering us so that we can be more like Jesus and respond to these situations the way that he would want us to. And so what we're going to do is today I'm going to read through this passage and just kind of offer a few kind of introductory comments about the fruit of the Spirit. And then as we go through each week, we're going to look at each individual aspect of the fruit of the Spirit and talk about how that plays out in our lives and what some of the challenges are. So if you would like to follow along, I'm going to read Galatians in chapter 5, starting in verse 22, and I'm going to read through verse 25. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, forbearance, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Against such things there is no law. Those who belong to Christ Jesus have crucified the flesh with its passions and desires. Since we live by the Spirit, let us keep in step with the Spirit. And so again, this passage is a contrast that Paul is making between a life that's lived according to the old sinful nature and a life that is lived with God in step with the Spirit. And so as we think about this list, I want to just make a couple of brief observations, and then I'm going to invite you to spend some time praying over the fruit of the Spirit as we prepare for the rest of this series. So the first thing I want us to see is that when Paul refers to the fruit of the Spirit, that word fruit is actually singular. Even though Paul lists all these different virtues, these different aspects of the fruit of the Spirit, that word fruit is in the singular, that Paul is thinking of the fruit of the Spirit as one collective unit. So maybe a good analogy for you would be to think about a cluster or a bunch of grapes. You have all these individual fruit that are joined together and make up a collective whole. That's what Paul is thinking about as he lists these virtues as the fruit of the Spirit. We don't kind of pick and choose which ones we grow in. Paul says all of them are meant to be grown within us as we walk in step with the Spirit. And so you might find some of them come more naturally to you depending on your personality or your temperament. But none of these are optional. All of these are part of the way that we grow to be more like Jesus. And all of them are signs of spiritual maturity. In fact, as you think about the fruit of the Spirit in your own life, one of the challenges is identifying whether or not these virtues are at work in you because of Christ and because of your willingness to serve Him, or whether or not you're actually, you know, just playing into some natural part of your personality. So, for example, Paul lists patience and gentleness as some evidence that the Spirit is at work in our lives. But the truth is, some of us appear to be patient or gentle when in reality we're just very non-confrontational. It's one thing to be actively exercising patience as you navigate a conversation or you try to respond to, you know, your kids having a meltdown or something. But it's another to simply avoid conflict. It's another thing to just ignore a problem or choose not to deal with it. And while on the outside that might look like you're being patient or you're responding with gentleness, in reality, you're actually avoiding the issue. You're actually not doing what God would want you to do, but being selfish because the idea of tension or conflict is so uncomfortable for you that you're choosing to just run away from it. So when we think about the fruit of the Spirit, we want to think about living into the responses that God would have for us in any given situation. We want to respond in a Christ-like way. And kind of ironically, it might be that the fruit of the Spirit is going to lead us to address an issue or enter into conflict. But the way that we do that is not like what we see in the world. Instead, we respond with these virtues that Paul shows us are in line with Christ's character. Now, the other piece that I want us to be thinking about is that all of these virtues apply to each and every disciple, regardless of your gender or your occupation. Paul expects each of us to put these fruit of the Spirit on display in our relationships and over the course of our lives. So think about this list for a moment. Words like peace and kindness and gentleness, those are sometimes associated more with women than with men. You don't always see men praised for their gentleness or their kindness towards others. And if you are in a leadership position, you might have even been kind of taught or instructed that you need to have a very strong personality, that you need to be willing to push your agenda or your vision and to not back down from others. Again, that's especially considered a very masculine virtue in our culture. But this list applies to all of us. Whether you are at the bottom of the corporate ladder or you are sitting at the top, each of us are supposed to express love and joy and peace and forbearance or patience. We are all supposed to be kind. We are all supposed to show goodness and faithfulness. We are all supposed to exercise gentleness and self-control. And so there is no job title that exempts you from this. And it doesn't matter whether you are a man or a woman. These are the signs of spiritual maturity. This is how we know that we're growing in Christ, when these virtues are coming to the surface and being put on display more and more consistently. So again, over the next weeks, we're going to look at each aspect of the fruit of the Spirit, and we're going to kind of zero in and think about how we can apply that in our lives. But for our purposes today, I want to invite you to take some time this week and to do a short prayer exercise as you think about this passage. So I want you to read through Paul's list several times over the next week. And there are two questions for each of us to consider. First, it's really easy to get down on yourself or start thinking, I have to do this and I have to do that and I have to get better at all these things. So before you get into the self-improvement aspect of this, I want you to think about where you see God growing these fruits in your life already. If you look back on the last year or even the last 5 years, do you see any of these virtues growing within your own heart? Do you see it getting easier to respond in a Christ-like way in challenging situations? If so, then I want you to take a moment to really acknowledge that and thank God for that. Because again, it's so easy for us to start being critical and thinking about all the things we need to do better. But this is a process. It's one that God continues to grow in us throughout our Christian journey. And so as you've been learning and growing, as you've been working on developing a stronger relationship with God, take a moment to think about whether or not you've seen any of these things already happening, if God is already cultivating the fruit of the Spirit in your life, because that is a cause for celebration. That's something you should be grateful for, and it's something we don't want to miss out on. Now, the other question, and you could probably guess what it is where you see a need for growth. Which of these virtues, what fruit of the Spirit do you find yourself lacking because of your personality? Or because there are certain situations that you're in right now where you just find it impossible to respond the way you know God would want you to? Where do we need to be inviting the Spirit to be at work? What are the weak spots, the points where we need help becoming more like Christ? Because it is important to be self-aware, and it is important to understand that we are unfinished, that God needs to continue his work in us, and it's important to acknowledge those places where we're still acting out of the old sinful nature and invite God to bring his healing power, to change us, to restore us, and ultimately make us more and more like Jesus. So take a few minutes this week, read through this list several times, and then think about these two questions. Where do you see God already growing this fruit in your life? And where do you see the need for more growth? So what I want to do today is I want to close our time in prayer, because we believe that God can and will be at work in us no matter what's going on or maybe how far away from this ideal you think you are. We pray with trust, knowing that God is capable and powerful, that he wants to continue the good work that he has begun in each of us. And so I want to invite you, wherever you're at, to close your eyes and to open your hands, to assume a posture of receiving. Because ultimately, these are virtues that God works in us. We cannot will ourselves to the fruit of the Spirit. But we can invite God in and trust that he is going to make us more and more like Jesus one day at a time. So please join me in prayer. God, we invite you into our hearts this summer. We desire to be more like Jesus. We desire to respond to the challenges that we face in a way that honors you and represents you and helps others be led to Christ as well. Father, we know that that starts by turning away from our sinful natures and receiving your Spirit, allowing you to be at work to change our hearts and make us more like Jesus. And so we pray that this summer you will cultivate this fruit within us, that you will shore up the places where we are weak, that you will continue to grow us where you have gifted us or just given us a temperament that is naturally in line with your will. And Father, we ask that you will fill us with hope and with courage, because we know that our lives are not lived by our own power. We are not on our own, but we walk in step with your Spirit. We trust that you are near, and we ask that you would come, Lord Jesus, and make us more like you this summer. And it's in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit we pray. Amen. Well, friends, that's it for this week. I want to invite you, if you find this podcast helpful, to share it with a friend or a family member, to post it on Facebook or Twitter, and just continue to help us get the word out about who Jesus is and what he wants to do in people's lives. And if you have any questions about anything you've heard, please feel free to reach out to me. You can send me an email, pastoraj@southgranvillechurch.org, or you can contact the church office during the week as well. That's it for now, and we will see you next time.